The 9/11 Commission report cautions against the erosion of civil liberties in the fight against terrorism, but at the same time, the panel endorses a number of aggressive measures that could eat away at privacy and individual freedoms. NPR's Larry Abramson has that part of the story.
The report says the burden of proof for retaining a particular government power should be on the executive branch. According to Anthony Romero, executive director of the ACLU, that statement says a lot. He reads it as an indictment of the current approach to the war on terror.
What they're saying to the Bush administration is you got to go back to square one. You got to have adequate debate. You got to justify these powers. You got to show us how they make us safer. You got to talk about the implications on civil liberties.
Romero sees the report as a critique of the USA Patriot Act. The ACLU has long demanded that the government justify the continued use of some of the most controversial provisions of that anti-terror law, or allow them to expire as scheduled next year. But to hear 9/11 Commissioner Jamie Gorelick describe it, the call to justify anti-terror powers is much more neutral. It acknowledges the ability of the executive branch to be its own watchdog.
The government is most uniquely in the position to show how the powers have been used, both their efficacy and the controls on them to prevent abuse.
Throughout the report, the commission sticks to a bipartisan, even-handed approach, urging, for example, a full and informed debate on the Patriot Act. The commission is just as balanced when it comes to CAPS, too, the proposed airport screening system, which was recently shelved because of privacy concerns. Jamie Gorelick says privacy fears should not delay the rollout of some sort of screening system.
I don't think we should stop exploring any of these because we are worried about where they might go. I think we need to explore them fully and look at their efficacy as well as the threat to civil liberties and make a considered judgment about the balance.
Of course, the report is focused on preventing terrorism, not on protecting civil liberties, but Professor Orrin Kerr of George Washington University says the commission ends up backing a need for an aggressive, proactive government.
There are general comments suggesting, hey, wait, we need to take a balanced approach. We need to look out for civil liberties issues. But those are generally after some pretty thorough discussions of concrete steps that the government needs to take.
The report does say the president should safeguard the privacy of individuals whose information is used and shared in the war on terror, and it urges the creation of a board within the executive branch to oversee civil liberties. Those proposals are reassuring to Mark Rotenberg of the Electronic Privacy Information Center, although he'd prefer to see an independent agency monitor privacy. Rotenberg also says that the commission's proposal for better congressional oversight of Homeland Security would work better than the current reliance on the secretive intelligence committees.
If you place the intelligence committees in the House and Senate as really being the sole points of oversight, you've really created a tremendous wall of secrecy that could frustrate public awareness and press reporting on these critical issues.
Civil liberties groups are most worried about the commission's proposal to create a national intelligence director sitting at the right hand of the president. The ACLU's Anthony Romero is worried about a presidential appointee directing both domestic and foreign surveillance efforts.
They're worried about only pleasing the president and answering to his or her supervisor. We worry that the corners on constitutional protections will be cut short.
Civil liberties groups were particularly relieved to see the commission did not endorse the creation of a new domestic intelligence agency. That means they can continue to do battle with their age-old nemesis on surveillance matters, the FBI. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.